So this week we begin the sugya of Yerei Al Tachtoina. We'll see a lot more of it in coming weeks. But the aside of the sugya of Yerei Al Tachtoina is that if you and I have a business arrangement, one of us is working for the other, and one of the two parties pulls out on the other guy, so there are going to be consequences. According to some Rishonim, the consequences will be that the one who was pulled out on, so he gets to pick the better price, it's better for him. According to others, there are dinim of compensation. If you pull out on me, so then you have to compensate me to make sure that I don't lose money on salary. I pull out on you, so I have to make sure that you don't lose money in hiring other workers. But I was talking in the Beis Medrash, some of the people, one person made an interesting point. He said, well, what's this business of compensation? What's this business that if somebody pulls out on the other guy, so he has to make sure that he compensates him. He has to make sure that there are consequences. It sounds like socialism. I mean, let's just think about it, right? You're working for me, and you can do a really sloppy garbage job. You don't have to show up to work, and then when I fire you, I have to compensate you. Or the other way, I'm the boss, and I'm a real crank boss, and I ride my workers, mercilessly, and I'm just not a nice guy. I treat everybody like sweatshop workers, and then when you quit on me, so you have to compensate me. That's not fair. That sounds like socialism. Do a bad job, be a not nice guy, and we'll take care of you anyway. The answer to the question, I think, is that socialism is an overriding system that goes in everything. Over here, you have a limited deal. And when two people make a deal, make a commitment to each other, for one small job or one small period of time, even if it was a year, 3 years. So there's a commitment. And when a person pulls out of a commitment, there's always a price to be paid. If you're committed to me and I'm committed to you, there's a partnership that forms of sorts. And when one pulls out on the other, when there's a commitment, so somebody gets hurt. And there's a price that you have to pay for that. It's true in friendships, it's true in business, it's true in marriage, it's true in Klal Yisrael, it's true in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's something that we ought to always focus on, and something that comes out a very interesting way in the Parsha also. This Parsha just totally, totally loaded with mitzvahs. But in a very interesting way, yesterday I came onto the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, the famous Ramban in Shiluach HaKen. I'll talk about that a little bit. The Ramban, in talking about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, that you want to take eggs, you want to take baby birds, so you have to send away the mother first. The Ramban, at least according to the Netziv, is oimed on the fact that Devarim is called Mishnah Torah. And the mitzvahs in Devarim are supposed to be chazaras, are supposed to be repetitions of other mitzvahs. So where else do we find Shiluach HaKen in the Torah? We don't. Says the Ramban, and he quotes the Rambam as well in Meron Nevuchim, that Shiluach HaKen is actually a repetition of the mitzvah of Eisei V'as B'nai. The Torah says in Emor that you're not allowed to shecht parent and the child, mother and the child, animal at the same day. And the Rambam says that although it's not really the same mitzvah, but the theme is the same. Why? The sister Rambam, he says animals have feelings. It almost sounds like Walt Disney. He says, animals don't have seichel, they can't speak. But the Rambam says, ki yesh lebehema is daigo gedoyla bazeh. When an animal sees its young, sees its offspring being shechted or being taken away from it, it gets very, very nervous. You look at the Rambam in Shmoyna Prakim. The Rambam says that an animal has something called Kayach Hamis Oirer, which can be translated as the power of animation. Right? It's alive. It's sensitive. So it's instinctual, but it has those feelings. So you can't shech the baby in front of its mother, and you can't take away the young from in front of its mother. The Ramban says that's very nice, but the mitzvah is not b'noi v'oisai. The mitzvah is oisai v'yas b'noi. This is according to the Rambam. The only problem really is if you first shech the baby and then the mother afterwards. And what does it really have to do with shechting the mother at all? So the Ramban takes another tack. The Ramban says, yeah, it's true. They both have the same theme, but it's a different theme. Ki atam b'shneem levilti heyois lanu levach zari v'lei nircham. The common theme in both of these mitzvahs is not to be cruel. Taking away the chicks in front of the mother, so then that fosters cruelty. You make yourself into a cruel person. You won't be a rachman. You shech the mother and the baby the same day. It's like animal holocaust. You're wiping out the family. You're making yourself into a cold, coarse, cruel person. So don't do that. And then from there, the Ramban gets into a whole discussion about Tamei HaMitzvahs, because the Gemara in Brachas says that anybody says, Al Kan Sipor, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that your Rachamim is on the Kan Sipor, so a person is making a mistake. It smacks of apikorsis, because the Divrei Torah Gzeiros, the Ramban talks about that. Are there Tamei HaMitzvahs? Are there not Tamei HaMitzvahs? But the point that we want to take out from here is the Ramban, and the Rambam to an extent also says that the idea of these mitzvahs is that a person should be a Rachman. You have to be a Rachman. You have to be a merciful person, a compassionate person. Well, let's just ask ourselves the basic question of why. I mean, sometimes you have to be ruthless. Imagine that you had a surgeon, a brain surgeon, or any kind of surgeon, and he's a compassionate guy, and he's a bit squeamish, or he's not going to get the job done. You go in with your scalpel, and you have to be ruthless. We have to get the job done, cut his heart open, right? We'll save his life, but you're not going, hey, how can I see all that blood? You're the boss at work, and you have to do what's best for the team. You have to do what's best for for the business. Donald Trump, yeah. So sometimes you can't be such a nice guy. I remember one of my trips to America with Rabbi Wiener, the brother-in-law, lives in Flatbush, a great guy. So we were talking about, you know, the boss of Camp Tervadas, where we both went to camp when we were younger. Mr. Newhouse, he was a camp legend. So he told me a story about Mr. Newhouse. You know, he once had to let someone go because the guy was a piece of work, you know. And he came over to him and he says, "So and so, we can't work together, but we can be friends." That's a great way to fire somebody. But you can't be squeamish, right? The guy doesn't work, and he has to go. So sometimes you have to be ruthless. But on the other hand, we know that Yisrael, he's Rachmanim Haim, Baishanim Haim, Gemle Chasadim Haim. We're soft people. We like to give. But what is that? It's just because it's soft and fuzzy inside. So we like that because it feels nicer. Well, maybe there's a deeper understanding about what Rachmanis is all about and why we all have to be Rachmanim Vim Lechasadim, and that's really what we're trying to foster with the mitzvah of Al Kan Sipor Ki Karitzan Kipun Kan Sipor Lefonecha, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. I remember many moons ago when I was Shana Rishayna, first year of married, And now it's very popular, but then, you know, it was starting, you know. The whole Shalom Bayis movement. People have speeches on Shalom Bayis and classes on Shalom Bayis and books on Shalom Bayis. Very, very popular. Somebody wants to make money on the side, you know, give shiurim and Shalom Bayis. Vadim on Shalom Bayis with all the different shitas. He's a king and she's a queen. And the Shechina Shara Beinayim. If you're from Tomos, then there's the Lumdus of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis not a mitzias, it's a din. You don't really have to have it. It's just, you know, whatever. I don't know what we tell the guys over here. But in any case, it's very popular because it's, you know, unfortunately something that people are looking for because it's all too rare a commodity. So I remember I was sitting and talking with one of my friends, you know, just one of those guys, you know, not blow you away anything, just a very, very straight, sensible individual, and he still is. He grew up in out of town, of course, you know. All the straight, you know, sensible individuals are from out of town. You know, what's it called? No offense to all those New Yorkers here, but in any case, I don't think we have too many of them, no coincidence, but in any case... He says to me, I don't understand what the whole thing is. It's just all the shalom, all the shitas, and all the lumdas and everything like that. It's very, very simple. You made a commitment to somebody else. You have to have a little bit of consideration that there's somebody else who lives in this house, and the name is not yours, just the last name, but the first name, a different person. And they have feelings, and they want things a certain way. And as long as you're considerate and realize you can't always do exactly what you want because you have to worry about somebody else, you'll be fine. So simple. So simple. But we forget about that, right? I once caught somebody, one of these people, you know, Baruch Hashem, there should be more, like a person who really, really is in love with themselves, you know, which is a great thing. The great thing, I mean, during that Shana Rishayim, remember my wife went to Shir. So, you know, we're still back in the day. She heard a Shir, you got to listen to this too. So I was okay, fine, I have to listen to the Shir also. And the Shir was, the theme of the Shir was, V'ahavta l'reacha kameicha. In order to love somebody else, it's got to be kameicha. Why? Because you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself first. If a person doesn't appreciate himself, he can't appreciate anybody else. It's humanly impossible. It's a very deep idea if you think about it. So you've got to love yourself. But this person, I caught them. Because they're sitting there, you know, on their computer or whatever it is, looking at a picture and saying, wow, you look great. Yeah, I know. But everybody else doesn't. Who cares? So you love yourself, but that doesn't mean that you don't care about anybody else. You have to love yourself, but you have to look at yourself as being part of a group. You're part of a team. You're part of a marriage. You're part of a partnership. You have to feel the other person. You have to have compassion for the other person. Consideration for the other person. If you don't, you lose a part of yourself too. Because you cease to be a human being. You sink to the level of an animal. Because when two people are in a corporation, two people are connected. In order to keep yourself alive, in order to keep yourself real, you have to think about the other guy. If you pull out, you diss him, so there's got to be compensation. The word Rachmanis, Lashon HaKodesh, is so beautiful. This is the classic example. The word Rachmanis and the word Achzarius, they just say it all. What's Achzarius? Achzarius is two words. Ach, Zar. He's just a strange guy. He has nothing to do with me whatsoever. He's my business partner. She's my wife. He's my father. He's my best friend, sort of. My chavrusa, my Rebbe, my roommate. He's just some strange guy. Who cares? What I want, that makes a difference, right? That's achzar. So you'll be cruel. Why? You don't have to be a Nazi. He just doesn't make a difference. He's like dirt on the rug. So if I need to, I'll step on him, kick him to the side a little bit, right? You know, whatever. I'm sorry for being so coarse. But that's what achzar really means. What's Rachmanis? Rachmanis, what word is there? Rachem is rechem. A woman who carries a child in her womb, there's no better example of two people being one entity. The baby's inside her. There's total compassion. Why? Because it's inside of her. It's part of her. They're one. Are you uber yarachimai? Uber lav yarachimai? But there's already what declare. But that's how it's supposed to be with every single relationship. In business and in life, everything. Now that Kodesh Baruch Hu too. Chodesh Elul. Ani l'daydi v'daydi li. Right? That's the basis of Chodesh Elul. Why? Because we got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're his partners in running this world. That's what he appointed us as. Hayoyim hara soilo means is that he created the human being on Rosh Hashanah. And with the creation of the human being, he created the world. Why? Because without Adam, the world is not going to survive. We have to inject the power into the world. Without our limud Torah, without our mitzvahs, the world doesn't continue. It doesn't survive. We're the nefesh ha-chayim. We're the soul of the world. And so we're Hashem's partners. And Hashem has rachmanis on us. Who we say, it's interesting. At the same time you have Chodesh Elul, you have the end of Shiva d'Nechemta. Shiva d'Nechemta is after Tisha B'Av, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu slammed us over the head really hard. We get 7 weeks where he has compassion and he brings us back softly until we end up landing at Rosh Hashanah. And then Rosh Hashanah leads to Yom Kippur, total kapara. But that's because we're his total partners. And when you partner with somebody, you have to have compassion, you have to feel him. He's one with you, one entity. And that's what it's all about in business and in life and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned at the beginning of this man, the first Shir Hakdama. I don't know that everybody was even here yet. But it said, you know, whatever, it's a Davar Pasha. People have Shibudim. Somebody can't come to Seder, so you should, you know, tell us Chavrusa. I appreciate it if, you know, get word to me also. I said also, if I'm going to miss one day, so, you know, I'm a Shubit to everybody else. This is what it's going to be. But I'll tell you something else. It really goes beyond that. A shir is a unit. When one person doesn't show up to Seder or who has a bad day during Seder, it's not just him and his chavrusa, you know, and the Rebbe that take a hit. It's true, they do. You get it the worst. But when somebody doesn't show up to Seder, really the whole shir takes a hit. You may not even realize it, but the energy that every single individual brings into the Seder, brings into the Shir, brings into the Limud, everybody feeds off of it. And if somebody, you know, is not up to it that day, okay, it happens. But people should appreciate their importance. I'm not saying Yechas V'Shalom, you know, whatever, it's bad, you know. But people have to realize, people have to appreciate, people are a team. Everybody's participation lifts up everybody else. We're all part of one unit. We're all part of one team. All part of one business. And so as we go on in this time of Rachamim, as we lead up to the Yom HaDin, I just want to give everybody a bracha, that people experience a tremendous amount of growth, inspiration in the Limud HaTorah, growing both as individuals and as part of a unit. People should grow to be able to interact and function and cooperate. It's not such an easy thing to do, to cooperate with other people all the time. Not to pull out, but to participate one with the other. And as Hashem, as a unit, to grow. And as a unit, the growth of the unit, every individual becomes exponentially larger as well. And Be'ez Hashem, you should all continue to grow in your Limud HaTorah, in your mitzvahs. Have a good Shabbos.